In my view, it is very crucial and central religious institution and leaders can play in reducing, stopping, confronting hate speech and incitement against violence that leads to mass atrocities, which is the theme of our conference. It is important because they have access to both grassroots and policymakers. But I think, unfortunately, that access to policymakers is not always utilized. And it is important for us to invest in that direction in which we make dialogical circles and meetings to encourage religious institutions to meet with policymakers in order to be effective in countering hate speech and violence.
But do you think it depends only or solely on the role of the religious leaders?
Of course not. What we're presenting here is that the religious leader, they are not the only cause or agency that produces the hate speech and the incitement. In fact, research indicates exactly the opposite, that majority of the hate speech is made by politicians and people in different conflict area using religion into that context. And here comes the role of the religious leader. But they are not the only one who, I think, can solve this issue and be effective. You need a coordination with other agencies, such as the political agency, the military agency, the economic, the education, the security, the media agencies. All these agencies all contribute to both sides, to the escalation of hate speech and to the de-escalation of hate speech.
What do you expect out of this forum here in Fes, Morocco? What is the final outcome of the forum?
Well, the center in Vienna, the intercultural and interreligious center in Vienna, what we call CAICID, is aiming at providing a dialogue space between different religious institutions in order to generate an action plan, concrete, tangible action plan, kind of a roadmap for how can we systematically bring the voice of religious leader in fighting and confronting hate speech and incitement. And it is very important that this is done through the Genocide Prevention Office from the United Nations. And hopefully the outcome of this meeting will be disseminated in 5 different regions in the world. And then at the end, it will come back to the United Nations with a very clear action plan to be endorsed by the member states.
Can you give me an idea about the cooperation between CAICID and the Office of the Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide?
Yes, and this is one of the major initiatives that the Genocide Prevention Office and the Special Advisor initiative. And since it is based on education, awareness, and dialogue, CAICID came in as a partner in order to both bring the religious leader from the 5 major religious groups and institutions, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, and Hindus as well. And CAICID provided that capacity and also to contribute professionally to manage a process of dialogue among them in order to come to a place where they agree on an action plan and also a statement that endorses the need for religious institutions to take an active role in countering hate speech and incitement.